The Port of Grays Harbor near Aberdeen has announced an agreement to lease property for a crude oil unloading and storage facility. The oil would arrive by train and then be loaded on the barges bound for refineries on the West Coast. Correspondent Ashley Ahern reports.
The Port of Grays Harbor has been looking for other options since a proposal to build a coal export terminal there fell through last year. Oil seems to be the next hot commodity. There are billions of barrels of oil in the Bakken oil fields of North Dakota. Some of it is already traveling through the Northwest by train to refineries in Anacortes, Tacoma, and Cherry Point. Grays Harbor wouldn't be refining the oil, just loading it from trains into storage tanks and then onto barges. Gary Nelson is the executive director of the Port of Grays Harbor.
We feel that it complements their existing ag products and automobiles and heavy equipment that we handle.
The terminal would be built and operated by U.S. Development Group of Houston. The company now has 2 years to conduct further analysis and get the required permits before construction can begin. The port said the company hasn't submitted a plan yet, but that the facility could be serviced by a train every 2 to 3 days. Oil could make up between 30% and 40% of the port's exports if the facility is built. The Department of Ecology has recently voiced concerns about the risk of a spill from increased oil train traffic in the region. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.